with the gentleman from CU Rate Reset, Mr. Joe Brancucci. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. And Keith Kelly. How are you, Keith?
Fantastic. Good to see you again, Mike.
Oh, good to see you as well, guys. You guys are still killing. I see you guys in the media all the time, signing clients and doing some really great things right and left. So congrats on your success already. So,
thank you.
I think we want to start out with Knock Knock. Did you want to talk a little bit more about Knock Knock and what's going on with that so far?
I can't share the secret. We got the speed round tomorrow, so we're going to show some stuff we've never shown anybody before. It's a live demo of it, so stay tuned for that. Maybe we can talk after we do that.
Sure.
Who knows? Maybe we have a follow-up, a sequel.
Okay, yeah. This is this is what you call a teaser right here. So be here tomorrow to watch, all right? Joe, you have things to talk about. There's a results from a digital pre-approval campaign that you guys are
excited about. We
just completed
our largest digital pre-approval campaign. It was almost 100,000 offers to members.
Oh, my gosh.
Typically, a pre-approval campaign gets maybe 0.6 to 1% of those folks actually taking the offer. This one actually was at 167. About 1,700 credit cards came out of it, and about a third of those folks actually did a balance transfer. So those cards are even activated.
Wow, so, even better, yeah.
Yeah, so it was very successful. High net promoter score at 85. Very few detractors, just one or two.
Why do you think it was such a success?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First, the product is outstanding, but the real success had to do with the partnership. We worked very closely with this credit union on making sure that it wasn't just a digital send out, that there was follow up to those. You know, people have inertia and they either do it right away or they wait till the last minute. And we found that by doing a very deliberate set of follow ups, it really elevated the success level. And you could see it day to day. When they did a follow up, you'd see a blip in the actual acceptance of the cards. But they're happy. They got what they wanted. They want to expand their card base to their existing members. Mm-hmm. They've got balances coming in, which I think the balances represented about 14% of the overall approval lines, which is great for that kind of a program. So it was incredibly successful. We've had others of smaller scale just similarly successful. So it really is working. I think the key to it is the fact that the member has the ability to make choices during the transaction. Mm-hmm. So they can look at different cards, they can look at different limits, they can make the balance transfer, and most importantly, they can actually execute the documents and the card has been ordered and the balance transfer has been taken care of. And so there's no waiting, there's no calling, there's no coming in. It's done in a digital environment. And I think that's very, very attractive to the member on the go, which is most of our members now.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. And this is just one credit union, right?
That was just one credit
union. Wow. Yeah, I can hardly wait to see what's going to happen at more credit unions, results.
A lot of the credit unions were waiting to see those results.
Oh, okay.
We now have quantitative data that this particular program works very successfully. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, a 50 to 75% better response rate than they would get at a traditional
one.
And the other difference is that because of the way we price, they're not paying production costs, they're paying success costs. And so if it's not successful, we've got the sunk costs and whatever we've done for them. They haven't paid the mailing house. They haven't paid the production house for printing and whatever else it is. And so for them, it's a different kind of an approach. And it kind of sets the basis for our just-in-case offers, where the member will actually be able to apply for that credit card online, get the instant approval, sign the documentation, and go through it. That was a little teaser on Knock Knock, but...
Nothing wrong with that. But it sounds like a kind of a pay-on-performance type model a little bit, because I've heard that in other types of industries, and this is something really cool, and it kind of puts the credit union at ease, I would think, or so there's got to be a comfort factor there as well, I would think, right?
Yeah. The big change for us is that we're really looking at it as a CUSO, and the CUSO's brand is built on the credit union's success,
right.
So our pricing's built on their success.
Okay.
And so they don't pay us unless they're successful, and we have, you know, our staff is focused on their success from our, you know, our sales staff and our implementation staff and our customer care folks that actually just call them, and they're called member success folks, just to keep sharing with them best practice and elevating their game. So for us, it's a dangerous model because you don't get a lot of upfront costs, but we are really comfortable with the fact that the programs are successful, and we always know the results as long as they follow what we think are best practice.
That's pretty good news. Keith, do you have anything else to add to that?
Just some of the data behind it. I was studying that throughout the campaign. What I found fascinating was, as Joe mentioned, we could actually see the spike when they went and reminded the member that they had it. And it was a relatively short campaign. It was just over 30 days. So they gave the offer, letting the member know they had it. Then they reminded them. And then they had a kind of a last chance. The second component on the data was the balance transfers and the higher interest rates that they're paying off at some of these big banks, predominantly with its top five banks, and we're talking anywhere from 20 to 27% on average credit card that they're paying off. So kudos for the credit unions, you know, kudos for the members with all that savings. So I love tracking the data on it. And we shared all of that just recently with the credit union just this week, as a matter of fact.
I did, yeah. Yeah. Actually wrote an executive summary and then kind of gave them a follow-up strategy because our products kind of fit together. So, for example, on the on pre-approval credit card, about 30 days, 45 days later, we have, we call it reset credit card, but it's really for balance transfer. So you can actually go out with an automatic balance transfer saying, you've got this new credit card from XYZ Credit Union. Now we've still got a balance transfer offer out there for you, execute it. And so kind of building a comprehensive strategy rather than a vertical kind of a single product, more of a member experience kind of a set of offers. And I think that's going to really elevate things, and I think that's part, again, of what Knock Knock does for us and changes the way we look at those.
If you can imagine every indirect loan that's ever bought from the credit union, they've got the data right there on that member, that new member who doesn't really have any other activity. Why not send them a pre-approval credit card offer? It elevates the digital experience with that credit union, with that member, gets that member to take another product, become engaged with that member. And through Knock Knock, what do you see tomorrow?
It is cool. I mean, we introduced Knock Knock in concept at GAC, and we've kind of elevated it, remember, at the CUNA Marketing Conference. But this is really the strategy now, kind of in action, and it's gotten the attention of a number of credit unions, especially our existing customers who are now seeing, and instead of one product, I have all of these that I can offer. There's very little implementation activity that needs to go on, and so it's very easy for them to do it, very easy for them to select what they're going to do on a regular basis. We've tried to get rid of every obstacle we could think of, you know, whether it's I don't have IT resources, it's not in this year's budget, it's whatever it may be, and it's really an ROI kind of a transaction. What's that credit card worth to you? What's that reset worth to you? What's that, you know, whatever it may be worth to you? And then is that value that you're paying us in a success level, is that the right number? And we think it is. It's, you know, I haven't had a single pushback on success fees yet from a credit union, you know.
And so what are you going to do with these numbers? Are you going to obviously put together kind of a marketing piece and then send them out to the rest of your clients? Because you said there were folks watching and waiting to see these results. So I could imagine their reaction from it.
We're going to put that and the others together that we've had and kind of, we want to have quantitative analysis done for them so that they can actually think it through and understand what value it has for them. And the credit unions that have used it have been small and this large one. You know, they've been all over the place, and they've all been successful with it. It doesn't matter what the SEG is, whether it's a community credit union, whether it's a single SEG, it doesn't really matter. It's about the offer. It's about whether or not the credit union really is active in that offer, making sure that they're communicating with the member on a regular basis, and having it in a way that the member doesn't feel any friction. It's just frictionless, and it's kind of a fun transaction for them.
Every time you guys step into the studio lounge, there's always some blockbuster news with you guys. So I always enjoy...
I would like to share with you, but I can't.
That's okay. Well, we'll wait on pins and needles for tomorrow. Thanks for that. And this is what you call a teaser, so we'll be waiting for tomorrow, guys.
Watch round two of the Knock Knock video with Mike Lawson after tomorrow.
Be here tomorrow. Got it. All right, guys. Thanks again.
Thanks,
Joe.
Mike, as usual.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks,
Keith,
Mike.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Always enjoy.